My pronouns are they, them, and theirs. And I am a non-binary bisexual artist who has been incarcerated in the MDLC for over a quarter of a century for a crime I did not commit. Art has been my attempt to express myself and my lived experiences where words so badly fail, as well as to advocate for a silenced minority. The Lenox Avenue mural piece, it was a piece meant to express the frustrations of the TGNCI community, which is the transgender, gender nonconforming, and intersex community, in today's predatorial political environment. The question I sought to propose is simply, what does a minority group do when the society they help create rejects them? So this art piece poses the question, what options do you have when you're trying to survive under these conditions and all legitimate means are against you? Another piece I presented, Love in a Straitjacket, it's the piece that shows, it's a self-portrait of me in a straitjacket and like bullseye on the balled up parts and stuff like that. I think it's self-explanatory. How many of us have felt like a fool for love? Doesn't love meet the definition of insanity, swearing you can't make it without this other special somebody, and we keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result? Then we promise ourselves that was the last time, but secretly we long to try it again. It's almost like we live in lies, trying to beat the inevitable tragic end. You know, it's this silly thing called love. As a non-binary bisexual individual, I sometimes lost myself trying to hold on to love already gone. So this picture speaks for itself. And the last piece, Extra Transsexual, is just simply a piece I created to express some of my struggles with the social constructs forced upon me in regards to how I am supposed to display my gender and inhabit this organic machine that humans call my body. Oftentimes, I feel more like an extraterrestrial than a terrestrial being, because it's kind of like I'm an outcast. It seems like I'm punished for being authentically me. This piece of art is just meant to stimulate thought where curiosity alights, fear and hatred take flight. All of my art is created from materials that I came across as I navigate my mundane everyday environment. Not really having a source of income. Most of these materials were given to me by other inmates who no longer had a use for them or simply wanted just to share with me. Often the oppression experienced in here can create a kind of camaraderie, especially for the outcast minority. So I want to thank my fellow peers. They know who they are. This art is ours. They're responsible for it just as much as I am. My goal is simply to shed light on the struggles of the TGNCI community under the current oppressive regime, both in and outside of prison, to show that we are not dangerous lunatics or out to destroy the fabric of American society or steal women's rights. We are just like any other human being, and the fight to keep government from regulating what we do with our bodies is important for every American, because once the government takes TGNCI rights, it won't stop there. Like, no one's immune. We've seen that with Roe versus Wade. Like, the government shouldn't be that closely regulating what we do with our bodies. And we should also use our bodies responsibly. So I think that the trans community, especially in prison, we are strongly oppressed right now. What is going on in Washington has trickled down into the administration of the current prison system. And we are being silenced. We're being heavily mistreated. We're being denied our very existence. And it's a very, very difficult sentence, whether we're guilty or innocent.